Well, good morning, my friends, and welcome to the Heritage Hour. I'm Mark Gonzalez, your pastoral encourager here in Southwest Florida, and I'm so delighted to be with you on air and online and in media ministry for over 30 years now. So thank you for sitting with me at the feet of the Lord to listen for His whispers and His heart to touch our hearts. So today I'm really excited because we're starting a new monthly series. It'll be a four-part series here for the month of November, the season of Thanksgiving, and what the Lord has put on my heart regarding the portrait we'll be looking at in this series, because you know, when I think of the scriptures, when I go through the scriptures, all the scriptures give me a portrait of God that really helps me see His heart, to see His ways, and to get more and more acquainted and intimate with Him. So the portrait that we'll be talking about this month is how He is our heart-changing provider. He's our heart-changing provider, which leads us to the theme of Thanksgiving in this Thanksgiving month, or more accurately, not just generic Thanksgiving, but thanking God for being our heart-changing provider. So we're going to have 12 takeaways in the next 4 weeks. We'll do three of them or so today. And if you have your Bibles, let me invite you to start making your way over to Psalm chapter 9. And as you're making your way there, just a quick reminder that you can find all of these radio messages, they're 27 minutes long, archived on my website at markpg.org. Just go to markpg.org, click on the gray box that says Broadcasts, and the next landing page, click on the box that says Portraits of God, and then you'll find yourself with a list of the messages that I've been sharing with you on these various portraits of God. And by the way, in that first landing page, another great box you can click on would be videos. And there are 3-minute devotional videos on portraits of God that you can check in. There is another great box that says articles I've been writing for 20 years now for local publications that you can take a peek at. And then there's a section for printed guides, for quick guides. They're one-page outlines and diagrams on all kinds of topics, from the scripture, from character qualities, to the hot topics of how to do life in the Lord. And they all have one thing in common: help you hear God. So let me encourage you to check out my website at markpg.org. All right, so as we're getting started, as is our custom, let's just go before the Lord and ask Him to speak as we begin a journey this month on the topic of how He is our heart-changing provider. Well, Lord, I've just been so encouraged to just work through the scriptures and see this portrait emerge. I can't wait to unpack it from the various scriptures that you've led me to, just to get a great, great portrait of how you are our heart-changing provider and how that is a game changer in our relationship with you when we cultivate a heart of thankfulness for that. So, Lord, thank you for being our God, letting us be your people. Thank you for letting us come and sit at your feet anytime we want to, by ourselves, with our mates or our kids or our friends, with our church family, with friends on the airways that we don't even see, but we know they're there. Lord, thank you that you're the kind of God that welcomes us into your presence and how you love to speak to us heart to heart. So speak, Lord. Oh, we are so ready to hear. And we pray this in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by His precious cleansing and healing, transforming, empowering, and forgiving blood. Oh, amen. Amen and amen. All right, my friends, as I mentioned, there are going to be 12 takeaways, amplifications or hallmarks of how to thank God. But here's our overarching theme as we get ready to open up with Psalm chapter 9, verse 1. The theme is that the Lord, our heart-changing provider, transforms us as often as we express our grateful thankfulness for His bountiful provision. Did you get that? To the degree we express our grateful thankfulness for His bountiful provision, the more we do that, the more He transforms our hearts from the inside out. So we're not just going to be talking about Thanksgiving in a generic sense. And by the way, can I just say, you know, as we head into the Thanksgiving season and then Thanksgiving Day, it has gotten kind of generic in an expression. But I hope for those of you that know the Lord Jesus Christ, that you're not just being thankful in general, but you are actually expressing your personal thanks to a personal God who loves you more and takes care of you more than you can possibly imagine. And that's the type of thing we're going to be seeing as we take this journey through the scriptures that give us a picture of how He is our heart-changing provider. So, what does thanking God looks like? We get our first glimpse in Psalm 9, verse 1, where the Bible says this, "I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders." Oh, I love that. "I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, and I will tell of all your wonders." Wow, that says a lot in one sentence. So here's the first takeaway about what thanking God looks like. Thanking God is about our heart and His wonders. That is a great starting place. We're talking about how the Lord is our heart-changing provider. And right off the bat, we're seeing that to the degree we do give thanks to the Lord with all of our heart, one of the ways we do that is telling others of all His wonders. The more you tell others of the wonders of God, the more you end up giving thanks to the Lord for those wonders. And the more you tell, the more you'll want to give Him thanks. And the more we give Him thanks, the more our heart changes. And it becomes that kind of heart that is constantly grateful, constantly thankful. When you start seeing the bountiful provision, the wonders of God all about us, and you end up just standing in awe of Almighty God. "I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders." So let's camp here for a little bit. Let's talk about all the different wonders of God. You know, one of the things that the Lord has done with me in my walk, if I'm to get really honest with you, and I like doing that, there are times that even I struggle. I mean, I've been I was a local church pastor for over 35 years. I've been in full-time ministry and consulting work with many churches for a decade. I was saved at an early age. I mean, gone to seminary, the whole nine yards. But you know, I'm just a normal person like you are, and I have my up days and my down days, right? There are days when you're just, oh man, overwhelmed by all that's going on, and you lose your sense of perspective. You lose your sense of the wonders of God that are all around you because you become fogged in by the responsibilities of the world, by the hectic pace of this world, by the worries of this world, by the trials and tribulations and the tragedies in this world. I mean, when you watch the news these days, a mass shooter, you know, and wars, and I mean, it just goes on and on. I don't have to go down the laundry list with you. And the spirit of our age now is an angry spirit, judgmental spirit. There's a cancel culture at work that says, if you don't see it the way we see it, then we're just writing you off, you know, or checking you out, you know. And man, the spirit of distrust is rampant. It's easy to become disheartened until we remember Psalm 9:1. "I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders." Because the fact of the matter is, in the midst of all of this messy, troublesome, confusing times in which we live, there are still many, many wonders of God that we can just absolutely get lost in and give thanks to the Lord with our hearts for them. So, for me, One of the ways he helps recenter me is wakes me up early in the morning and says, son, let's go for an early morning pre-dawn walk so you can get a look at the night skies. And so I get up and I go out and I take a walk through my neighborhood and the back trails nearby and look up into the night skies and I see the stars. I see some of the planetary sightings and the moon, and I get lost in the wonder of that night sky because it's God's way of reminding me this universe is far bigger than you can possibly imagine, but the universe is nothing in its vastness and its glory compared to me. It's how the Lord reminds me to look up, way up, to think deeper, way deeper. And when I do that and get lost in the wonder of the Lord, the simple start of the creation of the universe by his spoken word, and poof, it came into existence. God did that. I will tell of the wonders of God, and it just goes on and on and on, and I get awestruck. And it's not just in geography, so to speak, or the cosmos, but when you think in terms of linear time in which we live, God is not bound by time, and he's not bound by space. And when I talk about time, I'm reminded of John 1:1, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, the Logos, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, it says in verse 14. The eternal existence of God is not just from today and into eternity future, but it also extends to eternity past. And when I try to get my head around that, I can't come even close, and I get lost in the wonder of the timelessness of God himself and the Godhead that has pre-existed time and existence as we know it. I can't get my head around that, but that is your God. That is my God, my friends. And when I am awakened in the early morning hours, and God said, let's take a prayer walk, let's be reminded of the wonder that I am. Wow, does that put things into perspective. And then all of those responsibilities, all of those trials, those tribulations, those frustrations, the confusion, you know what? It is so secondarily important now. I have a personal relationship with the wondrous God of timelessness and spacelessness. And you do too, my friend. If you've become a born-again believer, if you've been saved, become a child of God, the bride of Christ, there's so many ways the Bible puts it. And in that context, you are the recipient of his unlimited grace and unconditional love. Wow. Unlimited grace. Grace is his love and kindness and comfort and protection, even when we don't deserve it, even when we've acted like a jerk, even when we're in rebellion, even when we just prodigal and go off and sin and sin and sin. He doesn't run from us. He doesn't put his arm out and stiff arm us. His unlimited grace is there with us saying, come on now. And he will discipline us for what we've done, but that doesn't mean he loves us less. In fact, it proves his love for us. Unlimited grace. He loves us more than we can possibly imagine, even when we mess up and even when we are in the midst of the mess up, because he has an unconditional love to combine with that unlimited grace. Oh, the wonder of our God. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonders. Wow. Our grandkids have been visiting us. We have three sons and three lovely daughters-in-law. And one set lives here near the Fort Myers area in Babcock Ranch, our oldest son and his crew. And then our second son and his family are up in Gainesville. And then our third and his family are up in Colorado Springs, actually Woodland Park, just 20 minutes up Pikes Peak where they live. But they've been visiting us here in Florida from Colorado. And then the Babcock family has come to hang out with the, and the cousins are together playing, you know, and then most of them are like 6 years old or younger. It's just been a blast. And we have mostly daughters, granddaughters. And we have two grandson. One's a teenager, and then the other's six, along with the other girls. On all the other girls, they're all six or younger. Anyway, been having a ball with them, and it makes me so appreciative of the wonder of family, how God has given us family to enjoy, family to embrace, family to watch each other's back. And we can go on and on. His provision of food, his provision of shelter, his provision of fresh air, his provision of clothing. He provides in so many ways. The way he created us, the way he heals us, so more than he doesn't heal us, so to speak. I mean, how many times have you been sick and you've gotten better? That's the Lord. Now, as we get older, and even younger, I mean, there's sometimes we have things that don't get physically healed, but we'll get to that later about how there's a thankfulness beyond physical healing. That's a whole other story. I can't wait to unpack that for you. But I just want you to start getting a glimpse of the reality of how important it is for us to be thanking God with all of our hearts and to tell of his wonders. So, point number one, for those of you that are note takers, thanking God is about our heart and his wonders. Wow. Well, now let's go over to Psalm 100, verse 4, because here's kind of it's a good pairing with the Psalm 9:1 passage we just looked at. Because over in Psalm 100, verse 4, it says this: I will enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Now, that's a wonderful pictorial image that's coming to my mind. And here's the takeaway from it. Thanking God is the front end of worship. Thanking God is the front end of worship. Why do I say that? Because it says we enter his gates with thanksgiving, and then a little deeper in, we enter his courts with praise. Now, thanksgiving, that's thanking God for what he does. Praise is thanking God for who he is. Now, that's a really, really cool progression, because the doorway to discover the heart and the character of God himself is to take note of what he does, how he provides, how he blesses us, how he deals with us. And we're saying, wow, Lord, we thank you for what you do with your hands, but we also want to praise you for your heart. So we enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts, and then we enter from there his courts with praise, because seeing the wonders and the deeds of God in our lives leads us to seeing his heart and his character to enable us to praise him all the more. All right, so let's unpack this. We've got two things going now, talking about thanking God this Thanksgiving season. Number one, we're thanking God. We're seeing that thanking God is about our heart and his wonders. And number two, thanking God is the front end of worship. If you really want to build the depth and the intimacy of your worship life, enter his gates with thanksgiving. It's the front end of worship. So, several things come to mind here. Points of entry, for example. The classic hymn, Count Your Blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. I love that old song, and it's so good. It's kind of like counting your sheep at night. Well, don't count sheep at night if you can't sleep. Count your blessings. All right, well, Lord, I want to bless you for this. I want to bless you for that. And just let things come to your heart and thank him for all of those blessings. You know, in the last couple of years, my wife and I have been enjoying Hallmark movies. There's just a spirit of kindness about Hallmark movies that we really love. They're always redemption stories. And there's a spirit of kindness that's throughout there. Yeah, they have their problems and they solve them. Now, we know, and everybody knows, you know, that some people really like to pan Hallmark movies. Oh, they're two-dimensional. Oh, they're just all syrupy and sappy and this and that and the other, not like the real movies and that type of thing. Well, wait a minute. Hang on. Let's stop a moment. Hallmark is a greeting card company when it got started. And what's the purpose of greeting cards and sympathy cards and birthday cards and congratulations? It's to speak blessings. It's to be positive. It's to look up. That's what these movies are about as well. Hallmark's being true to what they've always done. If you want a similar thing, think of Norman Rockwell paintings. Those of you who know his famous style from back in the 40s and 50s, the 1940s, 1950s. I mean, it's just Americana, and it's positive, it's endearing, it's heartfelt. It just gives you a picture of life that's warm and safe and hopeful and promising. So that's what their movies are about. They're kind of Norman Rockwell-ish. And if you understand that, then you can appreciate them. One of the movies we saw was called The Bracings Bracelet. And it was a story of a gal who was having all kinds of single moms struggling to pay her bills and her mortgage. The husband had deserted her and her son, and she was working hard to try to make ends meet, and just things were going from bad to worse, and eviction notices came in the mail and stuff. But she was reminded of how many, many years earlier she had created what she called a blessing bracelet. And it was just a bracelet that had four beautiful beads on them. And basically, for each of those beads each day, you just kind of hold one of the beads and thank the Lord for one of his blessings in the life. Lord, I thank you for friends in my life. I thank you for good neighbors. I thank you for my wonderful children or mom or whatever. And you just each day just count your blessings, four at a time. And it's a wonderful journey. And that's a wonderful little visual to help us remember to count our blessings. Thanking God is the front end of worship, and it transforms your hearts to see his character and his love for you. It's an amazing thing. I love that. And you know, we can lead with that in other ways. You know, from time to time, in fact, I just had one of these calls earlier today. I had to call a service provider. Something had come up, you know, and a problem and all. And anytime I'm calling the phone company or the cable company, or I'm calling a bank, or I'm our bank, or I'm calling whatever, you know, whatever the need is, whatever the problem is, phone companies and that type of thing. You know, they're busy at the call centers and they get cranky folks all the time. And I determined I'm not going to be one of those. And so when I get on, for years I've done this, and I'm telling you it works. I'll say, she'll say something, you know, who is this? Well, I'm so-and-so and so-and-so. And listen, I am in need of a hero today. Are you in the mood to be a hero for me? And it just takes them by surprise. Oh, well, I'll do the best I can. Well, this is what came up, and this is what I got in the mail. This is what happened with the server, and I'm not sure what to do. Can you be my hero? What can we do about this? Oh, and let me tell you something. The moment you lead with something positive, saying, I'm calling you not to complain or blame you. I'm calling because I believe you want to be my hero and want to help me today. And listen, when they hear that word hero and how they can be my hero and meet a need that I'm struggling with their expertise, with their familiarity, with whatever's going on, they end up wanting to help you all the more and going the extra mile. It's a game changer. Ask any service provider, I need a hero today. Are you in the mood to be a hero? And then they do their best and they do what they can. And even if they can't solve it for, you know, deeper reasons, I still say, you know what? But you tried. And you know, you're still my hero today. Thank you for going to bat for me and doing the best you could. I get that there's a limit to what, you know, call center folks can do. But thank you, and God bless you today. And I'm telling you, going in with a spirit of gratefulness and thankfulness for people who are willing to help you is huge. And God deserves at least that from us. Thanking God is the front end of worship. First thing, Lord, thank you for being a God who's taking care of me. Thank you for being a God who's always there. Then you start praising him. Then you can get into the things you want to ask. Is that just cool or what? I just absolutely love that. The Lord is a God who is constantly and bountifully providing for us all the time, every day, things we don't even remember that he's been doing for decades. And I challenge you to count your blessings, whether you have a blessing bracelet or not. I challenge you, my friend, to start your day, enter his gates with thanksgiving, thanking him for the things of the day, a warm home, a car that works, you know, a family to rally around. Oh, and it'll be a transformative thing because the Lord is our heart-changing provider that we can be very, very thankful for. Well, Lord, what a joy it is just to start our journey and seeing what it's like to cultivate a reflexive life of being thankful for you as our heart-changing provider. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I'm Mark Gonzalez, and I hope you'll check out my website at markpg.org for more. Oh, until next time, fall in love with the Lord Jesus, your heart-changing provider.